Legacy pollution threatens the drinking water in St. Louis, Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. About 10 years ago, a weird chemical started showing up in St. Louis's drinking water. It was a byproduct of DDT. The insecticide is now banned in the U.S., but DDT was manufactured in St. Louis for 20 years. Now the city is working to find a new source of drinking water. Lindsay Smith has the next report in our series.
Becky Childs does dishes with her tap water, but she won't let her family drink it.
It looks fine. I mean, sometimes, like the past couple weeks, it's smelled funny.
Childs lives about a block away from the old chemical plant site with her husband, Dan, and their three kids.
The city tells us that they test the water quarterly and
a water report with our bill.
The water is safe for consumption, but I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, so.
Dan says they've been drinking bottled water for years, since tests revealed a byproduct of DDT in the water supply. The byproduct is called perchlorobenzene sulfonic acid, PCBSA for short. It is leaching from the old chemical plant that once made DDT. It's not supposed to. In the 80s, the plant's owners agreed to clean up the property. All that's left of the plant was buried underground near the Pine River. They constructed a wall around the perimeter and put a cap on top of the site. This was supposed to help contain the slurry of chemicals the plant used to make.
But as the data came back, it became more apparent that there were breaches in the wall.
Meet Scott Cornelius. Cornelius used to be the state's guy assigned to the site. He's now consulting the city. He says it looks like the chemicals ate through the wall.
And the cap, this clay cap that was on top, it was not preventing water from actually infiltrating into the site.
So rainwater was getting into the site. Chemicals in the soil there that can dissolve in rainwater, like PCBSA, are.
There's like a, an open bottom, basically, that contaminants were flowing out into the groundwater. And that's how the drinking water got contaminated here in St. Louis.
When news of this water contamination came out in 2005, people in town were alarmed. St. Louis resident Gary Smith remembers the schools provided bottled water for a little while. Inmates at a couple of the state prisons in St. Louis sued for the same. But the panic subsided, and many people went back to tap water. Gary Smith never stopped drinking it.
I like it. I cook with it, clean with it, drink it, and have been doing so for 63 years.
Smith and I gulped down some water from his tap because no one says the water is not safe, even with the PCBSA. We don't know a whole lot about the human health risks. Federal regulators don't even have an established limit for drinking water. State regulators mention a couple of rat studies to determine their level. But tests of St. Louis's drinking water shows levels of PCBSA are way, way below that level. The big concern is not the PCBSA. If this chemical found its way from the old plant site to the drinking water, much more harmful chemicals could too. Again, Gary Smith.
If it found its way through the geology, something else will. And when will the bad stuff get there is the $64 question.
But the city and environmental regulators hope the bad stuff won't ever become a problem because the city has found a new drinking water supply. And there's a new plan to clean up the old plant site. I'm Lindsay Smith.
We'll have more about that plan tomorrow on the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.